is one of those words that sends shivers down your spine. Have you ever been betrayed? Sure you have, so you know what it's like. But right in the midst of betrayal, well, it turns out that God has an amazing opportunity for us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at betrayal from a different perspective. There are a few words in the English language that send shivers down your spine. None more so than the word betrayal. Those eight little letters, three syllables, just one word. Speak about, well, someone that should have been with us turning against us. Someone that we should have been able to trust being untrustworthy. Someone that should have been there for us, packing their bags and leaving us for dead. Betrayal speaks of pain and loss. Ever been betrayed? Ever discovered that someone whom you trusted was saying things to other people behind your back? It hurts, doesn't it? And it's the kind of hurt that can do some serious damage deep inside where it really counts. I'd like to share a story with you today about two men, one called Saul and the other one called David. Saul was the first king of Israel. And by all accounts, he was a bit of a disaster. He did things that he shouldn't have, and ultimately God said to him, "You are no longer going to be my king." And David was a young nobody. He was a shepherd. And God sent a man called Samuel, a prophet, to choose David from all his other brothers to be the next king of Israel. After that happened, I think most of us will know the story of David and Goliath. You know, the two armies, the Philistine army and the Israeli army, were having a standoff, and they were looking at each other, and David came along and slayed Goliath. And so he finished the standoff and he saved the whole situation. And people saw that, and his popularity grew so much that Saul became jealous because he knew that God had taken his hand off him and he just felt insecure. So Saul tried to kill David, and the people loved him, but David was on the run. Well, it seemed that the whole thing got sorted out, and ultimately David married Saul's daughter, and yet again, David ended up on the run and Saul was trying to kill him. Now, here's David. He's chosen and anointed and appointed by God as the next king of Israel. God's hand and his blessing is really on David. People love him. Saul's son, Jonathan, actually helps him to escape. And for years, David is on the run, sleeping in a cave, sleeping out. You know, he's on the run. And one day, when David has Saul cornered, Saul is asleep. Here's the opportunity. After all, Saul has betrayed him so many times. After all, David has been anointed and chosen as the next king. After all, he's popular with the people. Saul was asleep in a cave, and now was David's chance. But instead of slitting Saul's throat, he cut off a corner of his robe, and he went a distance and then called out to him. He said, "Saul, look what I've done, and I will not kill you because you are the king." Saul had betrayed and tried to murder David for no good reason so many times, and David, in the face of that betrayal, on the run for years, fearing for his life, David said, "I choose faithfulness. No matter what you do to me, Saul, I will not betray you, and I will be faithful to you because you are the king." Why? How does David come to a position like that? Actually, in a psalm, a song that he wrote years later about his experiences as a fugitive, this is what he wrote. This is what David discovered. He said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because you, God, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint me with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell with you in your house forever." You get it? In the wilderness of betrayal, of fear, David discovered something. He discovered when the people around us betray us, even to the point of death, no matter how black, no matter how lonely, no matter how scary, no matter how painful, God is faithful. Out of that realization, he reacted to Saul with mercy and faithfulness in return for Saul's betrayal. I look at David and I think that would have been a really tough gig. Here was David. He'd been chosen by the prophet Samuel, and Samuel was recognized as one of God's key spokesmen or prophets in the nation of Israel. He's been chosen, he's been anointed. That means that the prophet said, "I believe God is choosing you, David, to be the next king." Then the prophet Samuel poured oil over his head, which was symbolic of an anointing, which means God has appointed you as the next king. So here's this young David. He goes out and does the David and Goliath thing. He slays this giant. He goes out and fights battle after battle for his king, Saul. He defeats the enemy time after time, putting his life on the line. People think, man, this David is cool. He is really a popular person. And Saul is out to try and kill him time after time. Do you think that would have been a tough place? On the run, never knowing whether the next day would be the day that Saul's soldiers would catch up with you and kill you. Do you reckon that was a tough gig? I do. And yet, in the wilderness, he discovers this God. And through what he learns in the wilderness, and through his decision to be faithful in the face of betrayal, betrayal even to death, God made him the greatest king Israel has ever seen. When you and I are living through this storm of betrayal, you know, when someone talks behind your back, when someone undermines you, when a husband or a wife deserts you and you go through marriage breakup, or when parents desert their children, life is full of betrayals, big ones and little ones. When you and I are living through the storm of betrayal, walking alone and lost in the wilderness, in that dark valley, I believe that God wants us to hear this whisper. I am faithful. I am your God. I will be there with you in the valley of the shadow of death. And when we feel God's faithfulness in the wilderness, like David did, somehow it changes us. Somehow we trade in angry and bitter and twisted for softer and gentler and kinder. Somehow we trade in eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth and become the sort of person with a deep faithfulness that blesses other people around us. If you're anything like me, the word betrayal sends shivers down your spine. It's a fearful place. It's a lonely place. It's a place of desertion. It's a place of darkness. And into that, God whispers, "I am faithful." And every day, every morning, every evening, his mercies are new. He's there. He knows. It may be lonely. It may be scary. But it is the place to discover God's faithfulness and be forever changed. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.